Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lots of flavors this week. A cheese bag, a chip.
A bologna cake.
Oh, God. That was mayonnaise, wasn't it? Like in between the layers?
So I woke up this morning, right? As you do every day. You get up and you start to figure out what's going on in the world.
Oh, God. Have you seen that to Mac yet?
No, I have not.
It's disturbing.
And so there's a Twitter account called @messedupfoods, which you should follow. It is fun. @messedupfoods. And it's just bad food. And today is... it's got to be like 14 layers. A bologna cake. Ugh. Bologna layered in between a mixture of cream cheese and ranch dressing, along with aerosol sharp cheddar cheese and crackers. Aerosol? Bring this to your next party. So I am retweeting that for everybody to see. Bologna cake. Mac, I want your reaction. Mm. Please look at that right now. That is not a question. That is a task and an order. To all please right. Look, I just retweeted it, and you can follow them @messedupfoods.
That is revolting.
There's no way.
Yeah,
no,
like the aerosol cheese is like the flowers that would be icing on the cake. And
that's so gross.
It's got to be 13 or 14 different layers. Bologna, cream cheese and ranch, bologna, cream cheese and ranch, bologna. And it like kind of thicker bologna,
very
too.
Thick.
Like, yeah, it looks awful.
THICC thick. Ugh. No chance if that's what you got. No chance in hell. All right, so smash or pass. We'll start off with
smash.
Yeah.
You're smashing that cake?
No, I'm passing on that 100%, 1,000%. I do want to start out with some people that reached out to me, to get some plug and get some stuff. So it's Low and Slow. They're smoked barbecue chips.
Ooh, they smell great.
Yeah, the room is. I know you don't eat on air if you want to. Yeah. It's there for you.
I eat and I get the hiccups. Yeah. I just want to deal with it. Yeah. You know?
So Mac and I are going to start off with this. Cody's going to come in here and ruin everything.
Yeah, Cody's going to start touching things.
Yeah, he's not going to touch my chip.
No.
But I got the...
Okay, I'm ready.
You want to do the cheese puff first? So this is from... you can get these at Hy-Vee, other grocery stores as well. But this is the puff.
Looks awesome. Smells great.
Yeah,
I would smash
awesome.
These
you know
after
I mean?
The show.
Oh, but. Yeah. Well, we have some. Yeah. I'm going to break that. Look at that beautiful cross section. Right? You know? Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Come on.
Smash.
What does that remind me of?
Probably like a smoked Cheeto. Would you dip those in anything?
You don't need to.
You don't need to.
You don't
to,
need
no.
to, but
yeah.
you
these
absolutely
are
could.
Am
these
I wrong
great.
To say if you have flavored chips, you don't need dip? Dip is only for plain chips.
I mean, I'm weird. I did that in cottage cheese, but you don't need to.
I really like these.
What does that remind me of? You definitely get the smoked flavor.
This is one of those chips where you eat one or two, and it's like now at 3 or 4, and now we've eaten 50 of
these.
Yeah,
what happened to the bag?
Mac ate them all.
Yeah. No, they're not bad.
Well, they smell really, really,
really good.
Yeah.
Love smash.
That. Smash.
Smashing that. Again,
big
you can
smash.
Find
smash.
These in your grocery stores.
Uh-huh.
Go to Hy-Vee today. Low and Slow. They got the cheese puffs. They actually have like their own variation of a Frito they gave me as well. And okay. then they have the rigid lay.
Okay, see that's really good. The rigid chips, the rigid. Ruffles have ridges, you know, thing. It makes a difference.
This is where you get your dip, right?
Yeah, yeah
this is
be a
where
dipper.
You get, you know what I mean? You got like the Grand Canyon Valley there in these chips.
So what is this? Is this barbecue? Is this what mm-hmm. we're doing?
Okay.
Solid.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need dip then. No.
Don't need dip.
Those are good.
Again, would work, but
smash
all day.
Yeah. I go cheese puff that's over really the good. Chip, though.
Really? I think I think I'm chip.
Like a piece of bologna cake with a side of cheese puffs?
Stop.
No way.
That bologna cake may be the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, well done. Well done, Lowell. Really good. Very good chips. You've got another Smasher Pass idea. They're now selling bags of Velveeta?
That's exactly right. You heard the dustman correctly, okay? Velveeta, for a limited time, has now come out with Velveeta. I guess they're calling them singles, right? And this is from the New York Post, and it's Velveeta wants to make sure that you do not go without having your cheese. The Kraft Heinz Company brand announced a new form of its beloved cheese product, but fans are going to have to act fast to get it. The company is making its way to the condiment aisle with their launch of Vel2Go, which are single-serve, limited-edition packets of Velveeta cheese.
Hell yeah.
And the problem for me is why I am a pass on this one, mm-hmm. because their advertisement is terrible. It's the picture of somebody stuffing a Velveeta single in their back pocket.
Yeah.
So you're going to sit on it, warm up the cheese with your ass, and then put it on your chips? Like, I'm out.
Yeah, the picture, if you're familiar with what the Born in the USA album cover looks like with Springsteen's ass and the hat in the back of it. Same thing, but that bag of Velveeta. So you can just like Capri Sun this thing?
Yeah, it says the on-the-go packets, which will be sold in 3-box lots, each containing 4 pouches of the product, I don't know what that means, will be available for $5.91, but only while supplies last. Velveeta to go. Velveeta single servings. Have you ever been in a spot where you're like, damn, I wish I had a single serving of Velveeta right now?
Yeah.
Has that ever been a need for somebody? Because things get invented because we need them for the most part. Has anybody needed a single serving of Velveeta?
Every day of my life.
No.
Make a little thing of rice, and then you got a little package of Velveeta, you got a little cheese rice.
Cheese? No.
What?
No. I'm out on that.
Throw like a smoked salmon fillet over a little thing of cheese rice.
Why not? I want Velveeta cheese on my salmon rice.
Yeah, you make a grilled cheese, but instead of square cheese or cold cheese, you just use that in the middle of the grilled bread. Be ooey gooey delicious.
No,
I smash. I don't need to drink it, but I mean to have a little extra.
I just can't get past the picture of the guy putting it in his back pocket.
Keeps it warm.
And that's the problem.
It's like that gummy bear in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
No,
been in my pocket all day. They're nice and warm.
Nope.
To keep it with the theme of the game, smash or pass, wings or burn-ins?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were talking yesterday. I said, I think wings are the most prominent food in America. Then we started to look, and we found some lists that had some weird things on there. Like, what was one where we're like, all right, that's not true?
It was like a fish product or something, I thought you said.
It was like miso soup or something.
Oh, yes,
was a top 10 food in America. I'm like, no, it's not.
Miso, don't believe that.
Yeah, not a chance. No. We all go to the Japanese hibachis and enjoy them, and everybody gets miso soup there. You're not getting miso soup outside of the hibachi experience, right? You're not just rolling to Hy-Vee today and going, where's the miso at? Like, I think wings are the most prominent food in America. Have you been to a restaurant other than like a First Watch, morning restaurant that doesn't have some sort of wing on the menu?
Yeah, in America, have a wing. Yeah, exactly.
Right? Everybody has wings, so.
Yeah.
The 785. Okay, the 785 did sway me here. Go to McDonald's, get some fries, whip out that single serving Velveeta. Okay, that's not bad.
Somebody says, "Hey Bob, the bologna cake or a Vegemite sandwich?"
Well, I haven't had the Vegemite, but I'll be honest with you. I probably would lean toward the bologna.
I don't know.
And I don't like bologna, and the only ranch I eat is from Smokehouse. And cream cheese I'm fine with, but bologna, cream cheese, and ranch with aerosol cheese, I don't know, man.
I mean, go to McDonald's, like you said, get those fries.
Nathan's fries with the cheese on top is really good.
Yeah, that little side of Velveeta in your back pocket. Yep, and it's already warm.
I think Nathan's may use Velveeta on their cheese. You get that with the little fork, and you can stick it in there. That's really good.
Somebody says, "Who raw dogs Velveeta?" I would. It's that good. Like whenever I'd make the Velveeta shells and cheese, I would fold the package up to get the rest of the cheese out, and then like
my
finish
brother
it
would
up.
Too. Yeah. I always thought it was so gross. Dude, I didn't like it.
No cheese left behind.
Who's raw dog? People are raw dogging on the flights these days.
Really?
Yes.
Lucky.
They sit there with no book, no movie, no nothing. They just stare straight ahead for hours.
I thought you were saying like in the bathroom.
No.
Oh, I was confused.
Now, they don't let Velveeta on the plane. That's over your 3 ounces. That's considered liquid.
There's no allergy. You can have that be safer than peanuts on a plane.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. We're giving you packets.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
To Velveeta today because Bill's allergic to peanuts.
Yo, welcome to America in 2025. Can't have peanuts, bags of cheese.
That's right.
You know what I mean?